Welcome to 5 minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow, it's so great. It's so great. It's so great to become here once again this morning. And we are still on, it's a body full of power, incorruption, made of flesh and bones. Yesterday we spoke about the fact that it's full of power and full of incorruption. Today we want to talk about the fact that it's made up of flesh and bones. If you read in 1 Corinthians 15:50, he says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God." Hallelujah. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption, because flesh and blood is corruption. There's a weakness in flesh and blood. You see, when the glory of God appears to you in intense way, your body cannot stand. Your body will perish quickly. You see, your body will disintegrate. You need another body to be able to be in the presence of God and stay in the presence of God forever. When Moses wanted to see God's face, God told him, "Listen, if you see my face, you will not live." So God hid him in a cave and passed before him, and he saw God's back. And when he saw God's back, he was able to have revelation into all the past, all that had happened in the past. So even though Moses was not there when God created the heavens and the earth, Moses had insight into the revelation concerning how the heavens and the earth were made. That was why he wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And Genesis is full of things that were past, things that didn't happen in his presence. He was able to write concerning Abraham and Noah and all those people whom he had not seen before. Hallelujah. He didn't have the ability to see God's face. But in the New Testament, John the Apostle saw Jesus' face and described Jesus. You see, he described Jesus. Because he saw Jesus' face, he could see into the future. So John was given revelation concerning the future. That is how come John saw the apocalypse and all that will be happening, and saw even unto eternity. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? You see, but it's so difficult. This body, in this natural sense, in this natural state, cannot see God and survive. It will perish. You see, that is why Jesus said, he says in 1 Corinthians 15:50, he says, "Now this I say unto you, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit. It cannot be there. It cannot be part of the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit corruption." Then he says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep." Oh, hallelujah. "But we shall be changed." In other words, we shall not all die. But we shall be changed. Those who believe in this particular gospel, the fact that immortality and life has been brought to light by the gospel, the ones who be raptured. All those who don't believe in it will die. But those who believe in it will be raptured one day. Because their belief and their faith in that will go to the extent that they cannot but walk into eternity. Just as Enoch walked with God and walked into eternity. Hallelujah. He says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we who are alive shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, "Death swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" Hallelujah. So death will be overcome one day, you see. But he says that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But flesh and bones can. Hallelujah. Flesh and bones can. If you read your Bible very carefully, the Bible says that the life of the body is in the blood. You see, if your blood is sucked out of you, you are not going to survive. You are going to die. What regulates your life is your blood. The life of the man's flesh is in his blood. That is why when your blood gets finished, you are going to die. Jesus, when he died, was drained. His blood came out. It is his blood that he took to the heavenly holy of holies to make atonement for you and I, and to obtain eternal redemption for you and I. You see. So, in Luke chapter 24 from verse 36, there's an amazing thing that is there. It's written there in Luke chapter 24 from verse 36. He says, "And after he does speak," this is after Jesus' resurrection, "as the disciples were speaking, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit." You see, they supposed that they had seen a spirit. "And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands, or see my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see." Jesus wanted them to handle him. Then he says, "For a spirit has not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." So Jesus was made up of flesh and bones without blood. You remember I said that the resurrected body is regulated by the Spirit. It's germinated and generated and regulated by the Spirit. So It's made up of flesh and bones, but not this flesh, not this corruptible flesh. It is an incorruptible flesh, but it's made up of bones. There's bones. That is why you can have structure. Without bones, you can't have structure. Hallelujah. A spirit does not have structure. You see. So he says, this bone, he says, handle me. Behold my hands. Verse 39, Luke 24, 39. He says, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see me have. So even though flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, flesh and bones can. So that the resurrected body is a body that is made up of flesh and bones. Hallelujah. Then verse 40 says, and when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, he and wondered, he said unto them, have ye here any meat? He asked for food. And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. Jesus ate more than once after his resurrection. There was a day there. Some of the disciples went fishing. And he came and he prepared roasted fish with bread for them at the seashore. And they came and they ate together. At another time too, he was walking with the certain disciples who were walking from Jerusalem to a place called Emmaus. And he was going with them. And when they got to Emmaus, he broke bread with them and took it. And when he took the bread, he vanished away from their sight. Hallelujah. So Jesus is made up of flesh and bones right now. And he has inherited the kingdom of God. We will also be made up of flesh and bones one day. And we will inherit the kingdom of God. A body that cannot perish. Oh, hallelujah. A body that is full of power, incorruptible, made up of flesh and bones. This is our future, a glorious future. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep living in this hope of his resurrection. God bless you. Bye-bye.